This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
The side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got my good friend Trish Sheldon. Hadn't had her on in a while. A sweetheart, a golden heart, yeah. She's also was a dear friend to Liam Sheff as well, and we got together a few years ago at a GMO-free Florida event. Jeffrey Smith was there, of course. Liam Sheff, our buddy, our dearly departed buddy, was there as well, and a whole bunch of other friends there. And one of those friends, Mila Demir, was the woman who mysteriously, well, passed away under some mysterious circumstances last week after going to Washington, D.C. to deliver like 200,000 signatures to the EPA. About GMO mosquitoes. So we're going to talk with Tricia about that and also the March Against Monsanto, the Monsanto-Bayer illicit relations happening and how the offspring or whatever that is not for this planet, not for this planet at all. But first and foremost, we opened the show today talking about breathing the air, how breathing the air has become so dangerous. 95% of the world's population, more than that, are exposed to pollutants. And I don't know what the percentage of those people know that they're doing that or know what to do about it. So we talk all the time about what? Detoxification on this show. Recognizing we have bioaccumulation, not just of metabolic waste, but of environmental exposures that have never before been like this on the planet that we know of, certainly not in recorded history. We talk about selenium here on this show, you know, minerals that can counteract it. I didn't mention last hour we're talking about the homeopathic detoxifiers, right? Not only for the organs of elimination, but to identify and address outdoor air pollution, indoor air pollution, and the like. And we can counteract some of those things and alert our body to kind of mobilize the defenses, target them, and along with the assistance, because you're doing what? Hydrating better. You're supporting your liver, whether it be milk thistle, whether it be dandelion, whether it be homeopathic drainage, selenium, canned gist tea, all the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Many of these things you can find in Unlock the Power to Heal if you haven't gotten that book. So this hour, we're gonna build on that. Because the first thing you think of when you breathe air pollution, you think of lung maladies, pulmonary issues. And I think is the first story this hour from that Click to Houston thing, what is COPD and congestive heart failure? Or was it all about Barbara Bush? It's all related, right?
It's all in the same thing, yeah. Same. Right. Because, you know, she's bringing the subject to be highlighted because that is what it was that she was, and I have to use the past tense now, was suffering from COPD and congestive heart failure.
Right, and we announced last hour, those of you listening live, Barbara Bush is no more in the physical world. At 92, she passed away. They were talking about her in palliative care at this point, but she didn't last much longer than that. I guess she knew she was done. So COPD, what is it, right? How does it happen? It's technically chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You know that COPD, okay? Pulmonary meaning the lungs, right, the breathing. Chronic obstructive, well, it leads to a lot of
description or definition, perhaps? I mean, because what chronic, we know it's a long term, it's an ongoing, it's just not there and gone. Obstruction, that could be a lot of things. It's nonspecific when it says obstruction. It could be inflammation of the airways. Could be other forms of blockage, the alveoli not functioning well. I mean, it's kind of almost a catch-all COPD at this point. Now, on page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, a chapter is called Good Lovin' for Your Lungs, and this was added into the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal because I was getting so many questions about lung maladies. Now, they're tying in the COPD to something called congestive heart failure. And they admit, in the medical side, there's no cure for it. Congestive heart failure, you're done. Unless, oh, wait, maybe we find you a used heart, right? Obviously, Barbara Bush at 92, even with all their strings, they couldn't pull a new heart into that woman. So she's passed from this place at this point. But congestive heart failure, don't let them lie to you. It is reversible, but not with drugs, not with toxic medication. You know, I talked to somebody today who is, I think, 86 or 87, Super Don. Talked to her on the phone. And she was asking, you know, about some silver stuff. She was using it. She had some things growing on her face, she says. I don't like this. I don't know what's going on. And yet she was on, for many years now, blood thinners, warfarin. But they recently switched her over to Xarelto. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a warning sign. I mean, if you watch TV, how many times a day does the ad come on? Have you or a loved one been impacted by the drug Xarelto? Like, there's a class action suit. So many side effects, which are direct effects, including death. And I'm thinking, well, they want to thin her blood. Why? Because they're worried about stroke, cardiac issues, whatever. They never talk about the things we talk about here. Proper hydration, proper mineralization, essential fats, reducing anxiety, or even natokinase. Which can be utilized to thin the blood through enzyme activity, not by causing you to bleed out and die because they've combined it with aspirin, right? Congestive heart failure is reversed by or protected. You protect your heart with medicine from creation. I call it God's medicine because I'm not an atheist. And I'll stand by that. It's the hawthorn berry. And Dr. Christopher's hawthorn berry syrup, I don't sell it. I wish I had stock in it. It's awesome. It even tastes great. People like it. But if you get the hawthorn berry syrup, people in congestive heart failure can come out of it. I mean, you just chug it at that point. Otherwise, if you're at risk for it, this is something to integrate. Now, in homeopathic medicine, we have the remedy. It's by its Latin name. It's called Crataegus. And unfortunately, because it's mostly indicated, 90% of all of its indications seemingly for the heart and circulatory system, the FDA says you can't sell Crataegus over the counter. So you have to find a doctor to prescribe the homeopathic form of the hawthorn berry. But because you can get the hawthorn berry as a dietary supplement, you don't have to worry about the fear and death administration, and you can get it and save your life or save a loved one's life. But if we look at the progressive chronic degradation disease of the lungs, COPD, a lot of times they talk about it in terms of smoking, in terms of even asbestos, which they also link to different forms of lung disease, including lung cancer. And another interesting thing coming out now saying women are more affected than men, afflicted more than men with lung disease, COPD. So women, you're as vulnerable or more vulnerable for whatever reason. And again, I start back with just breathing the air. You don't even have to smoke cigarettes. This could be a lifelong bioaccumulation of breathing toxic polluted air. What can you do? Again, all of the basics apply that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In this chapter, I'm going to reveal to you, and I hope you'll read it and study it so you know what to do. One of the first things I do in a crisis with lungs, coughing, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, is to take our favorite silver hydrosol and put it in a nebulizer. Put a 5 mL, a teaspoon dose on its own, and I've done a YouTube video on it, Super Don, you know that. It's really, people love it. They watch it and they're like, oh, it's easy. It's not that hard. And so you breathe that into the lungs because silver is an astringent. It cleanses, it cleans the area. If there's a microbial burden, it'll neutralize it so you can, you know, clear that debris more healthily. If it's an oxygenation issue, guess what? Silver can carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen, so it's going to flood the cells there with oxygen. I can't find a downside for utilizing it that way. But recognizing that the lungs are a compensatory dumping ground, not just for excreting CO2, but for when the liver and the kidneys are congested and you've been through the flu or a cold and now you have successfully overcome it, the viral debris dumped into the mucus because the liver's not doing its job, the kidney's not up to speed, and it goes into the lungs and you start coughing and gagging and wheezing. This is an acute initial bronchitis, but it can linger into a long-term issue leading to a pneumonia, walking pneumonia or a pneumonia that no antibiotic can touch. And so by nebulizing the silver into the lungs, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Contact Miracle Max from Princess Bride. It's a miracle. Speaking of that, Super Don, did you see this? They've got this free HBO weekend. I watched the Andre the Giant documentary. Pretty interesting, this guy.
You know, I saw an advertisement for that, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Dude, he started growing as a it's really a well done documentary. And any of you who grew up watching wrestling before the era, we used to watch it on the Superstation. It used to be WTCG, then it became Ted Turner Superstation, Channel 17. But anyway, they had all these regions. Yeah. Andre the Giant was the first national like wrestling hero. And his skeletal system couldn't handle the weight, and his heart couldn't handle it ultimately, but he was in a lot of pain, poor guy, way before I knew anything about silica and CBD and essential fatty acids. I mean, who knows what he was eating and drinking. But I'm going to drop back into the lungs real quick here and lead you to the Bryonia alba in homeopathics, because it works on the liver and the lungs simultaneously. You'll always start anything you're dealing with. If you start a dose of Bryonia first, you're going to clear pathways. It's going to be much better. And then other lung remedies in that chapter you can study up and learn about. Antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, and toasted SpongeBob are everybody's favorite, Spongia tosta. These are all things you can do to address COPD, lung maladies, etc. But I say this not in an isolated vacuum of your lungs. That's why I bring up liver, kidney, lymph, all of these other things. Because if we ignore that and we just say, oh, it's just the lungs, right? Lungs are not connected to anything. Doesn't matter how the kidneys are doing. Doesn't matter what the liver's doing or not doing. Of course it matters. So we come back to the bryonia. We come back to the selenium. We come back to the detoxification. We come back to the digestive system. The cangest tea, for instance. All of these things, by correcting the assimilation system of the body and the elimination system of the body, my gosh, the lungs are unburdened. And this, if you have an occasional malady, you can neutralize it with nebulizing the silver hydrosol. Again, go to the remedies if you need it as well. Congestive heart failure, just as a reminder, hawthorn berry. The hawthorn berry syrup from Dr. Christopher Zoss. I think you can get it through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. All right, GMOs. Attack of the GMOs. The killer GMO tomatoes. Oh, it's much worse than that. How about the mosquitoes? We're going to talk about that and the loss of a friend with Trish Sheldon from GMO Free Florida when we come back from this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Robert Scott Belcher. All right, into the deep, dark GMO territory we go, hopefully putting a stop to it. And there are great people like Jeffrey Smith over the years we featured here. And another wonderful soul, another hero of mine, a great friend. I love her dearly. I don't get to see her much at all and hope to see her sometime soon. Trish Sheldon from GMO Free Florida in South Florida. Trish, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Great to be with you again.
It's good to have you on board. Thank you. You make beautiful music. You're just such a bright light every time. You know, I think of you, and it's just, I'm filled with sunshine, just so you know.
Sweet. Thank you so much. I feel the same about you.
So do you have the upcoming March Against Monsanto down in South Florida? I know we got one in Orlando coming up. I just want to make sure people know about it.
Yes, we do. We have our sixth annual March Against Monsanto happening in Wynwood Art District. And if you are in Orlando, we have an Orlando March, West Palm Beach, Tampa. For more information for that, you can go to marchagainstmonsanto.com, and you can find the Florida marches.
Great. MarchAgainstMonsanto.com, where you can check it out if you want to participate. At the very least, connect with folks that are like-minded, that you have something in common with. I mean, there is a great diversity of folks when I go to these things. You just all walks of life. And you can't say, oh, it's only one type of person that marches against Monsanto. I mean, it's everybody. And you'll see a lot of families with young kids, and it's a great time to just kind of connect with people that, you know, feel it's important to protect our kids and our environment in a way that's very practicable.
Right. I mean, I think most of the year we focus on solutions and education in the community, and this is the one time of year we get artistic, we get creative, we really get out in the field, and It's a campaign we do once a year that brings attention and a different kind of crowd. And you're right, it is a family-friendly event. You'll see the kids dressing up like butterflies and bees, and so it's really a fun time.
So this year, I know we're trying to coordinate that if I can come down there. I don't know if we've been able to combine with, any of the retailers down there that are supporting the event or not, but I certainly miss you guys. Would love to see you again.
Thank you. We're trying to work on it. If you're a health food store out there in Miami, you want to support, bringing Robert Scott Bell to us, we're working on that, and we'd love to have you.
And what is the date again of that event?
The event is Saturday, May 19th, 2 p.m. at Gramps in Wynwood. And this year we're having the march and shutting down the streets and having a big educational street festival with all kinds of venues involved and speakers and demos and all the solutions that we can utilize, including growing food everywhere.
Yeah, that's been a big theme. You were also a friend of our dearly departed Liam Sheff, and how much he encouraged us all to get back into the garden and grow food. And, of course, the garden I have, every day I go out there, I think of him because he helped me get it started here. And many people are too soon for this earth, their departure. But we continue to live on in hopefully in the good memory that we have.
Absolutely.
I know that for those of you fortunate enough, in this sense, fortunate enough to live in Florida, you can grow year-round, which I love. And as I say, if I consider transitioning to other areas of the world for specific reasons, I would also want to grow winter. I would want to grow a greenhouse of some kind. So connecting at these marches against Monsanto, you'll also likely run into folks that are into permaculture. And there are great permaculture groups on, I think, all these things like LinkedIn and Meetup and, of course, Facebook, that this is more than just a one day we protest Monsanto and GMOs. I think it's a community building event that could pay dividends well into your future because you'll rub elbows with people that have skills that you might not have and you can benefit from. And that's, to me, one of the most exciting things about doing this March Against Monsanto every year.
It's true. It's a really great place to meet like-minded who are solution-based, who can help you start to learn to grow, how to compost, all of these tools that I think are really critical in these times especially. It's a great place to meet these kinds of like-minded people and really learn how to do things yourself and how to be self-sufficient.
Beautiful. All right, folks. Again, the date will be May 19th. There'll be marchagainstmonsanto.com. You can find a march local to you wherever you are. You don't have to be in Florida. You can be in Atlanta. You can be in L.A. You can be in, I don't know, Salt Lake City. Name the place, and there'll be something going on. Check it out. We're going to talk more with Chris Sheldon about a friend of ours that I met some years ago at one of the events with Jeffrey Smith that Trish helped to coordinate. Mila, and what happened to her when she went up to submit 200,000 signatures to the EPA about GMO mosquitoes. We're talking about that next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
We have an article in the show notes that headlined 8 reasons why every human being with a conscience should boycott Monsanto / Bayer. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily hold signs up if that's not what you're into, but boycott by not obviously purchasing anything that those companies produce. And also communicating to your fellow man, woman, and child, friends, frenemies, whatever, about the dangers associated with the genetically modified abominations. I call them GMOs. Trish Yeldon is our guest this hour, and she is in her own right an activist. Again, someone with a golden heart, and she's doing great work down there in South Florida, and I miss her, but Also learning this last week that we lost another activist down from the Keys, particularly on the GMO mosquito release issue. Our friend Mila has passed away under somewhat mysterious circumstances. And Trish, I haven't been down there in many years, but maybe you can update me as to what she was planning to do and what you suspect happened might be covered appropriately or inaccurately in the news to kind of clear some of this up initially.
Sure, yeah. As you know, Mila is a fierce activist, mother of three, and a beautiful friend and soul. And we're all extremely shocked and devastated and heartbroken to hear of her passing on April 10th.
Yeah, and a year plus ago, just a few days earlier than that, a year ago, Liam Sheff, our friend, passed away as well. And you had mentioned on the break how interesting Mila, Liam, if you look at the words, the letters I say, could spell each other's names. I don't know what connections there are or messages are being sent. But, I am somewhat concerned about a lot of the ways the alternative media covers these deaths, trying to link them to everything. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know. But was there any concern about, or would it be unusual for her to go up into a hotel swimming pool and drown? I mean, you live in South Florida, you swim in the ocean. I mean, there's things that people are calling into question here about concerns. Is there foul play suspected based on the fact that she was presenting 200,000 signatures to the EPA over this issue of GMO mosquitoes?
Right. Well, I have to start this off by, we just don't know for sure at this moment, but I can say that I noticed on her Facebook page the day they left to the EPA to bring these 200,000 signatures that she was announcing to the public her plans, the time that her flight left and landed in Washington, D.C. And I almost kicked myself because I thought, it's probably better they not announce those kinds of things a lot on Facebook. So I was going to reach out and say, maybe it's better to just kind of keep that private and all that. And, I didn't say anything for whatever reason. And I know that they flew to D.C. to deliver the petition the day before Mila and Barbara were making phone calls and preparing for the next day. I know that Mila wanted to take a swim and that she was an avid swimmer. She's a Key West girl. They're always around water and in the water. So that wasn't a question. And she did want to go swimming. Now, I know it's colder in D.C., but I guess the morning of the day they were going to the EPA, Mila decided to go and take a swim. And this was at about 8:40 in the morning. So Barbara said, okay. We'll connect back when you're done and we'll get ready to go to the EPA. So, basically what happened, is about 9:40, I suppose, is when, there was a witness and we don't know who the witness is, that found her. I guess she was floating in the pool and this is a rooftop pool, so it was covered also.
Mm-hmm.
So she was planning to swim. We do know this. We know that she's a good swimmer. And I understand the pool was about 4 feet deep. So it wasn't, a big pool. We don't know if she had breakfast in the morning or what she did before she got up to the pool after leaving her room. So I know Barbara was, what time was it? At about 10 o'clock, she was questioning her whereabouts and why she wasn't back yet. So Barbara had gone up to the pool area, and she wasn't allowed in, and she couldn't understand what was happening. And she said, well, just let me in, and they said, we're sorry, something about being there. And eventually she said, well, my friend was swimming, and she hasn't come back yet, so I guess that's how it happened. And then, it just doesn't make sense to any of us.
Right. Yeah. That's again, this is the mystery of this. Obviously, suspicion in terms of is there motive? Certainly, on a high level, are there horrible things that corporations can do and do to human beings? Yes. We don't have an answer, but I have the questions. Aww. And my question to you, Trish, about the mission that she was on with Barbara to deliver these petitions to the EPA,
right.
Was it something that they felt or others felt could be significant in terms of their impact that would perhaps cause the release of GMO mosquitoes to be withdrawn? In other words, that they wouldn't do it. Was there a legitimate thought that this could succeed, right. Or was it tilting at windmills, some would say, because we're so little, they're so big kind of thing?
I know, it's hard to say. I mean, Mila, as you know, is just fierce, and she's relentless. And look, those are a lot of signatures. The first time Mila tried to get those signatures in the Keys to be looked at by their elected officials, I think maybe it was the FDA. I don't have all the facts here. But I remember she went to petition drop one time, and they lost everything. So I got to tell you, I'm not sure. I think it's a very strong message when 200,000 signatures are coming for you at the EPA, and Mila doesn't stop at no. And so I know she was going to be knocking on doors. She had the contacts there. She was ready, and I think she was going to have a very big impact. I think she and Barbara were very prepared, and I think that it would have been a big statement against the release, absolutely.
Well, and now we have only more suspicion and more concern. And, folks, all I can say is go with God. You know, find your connection to spirit, because there's a lot of big scaries out there in this world. And, you know, some people, if we look back at Bayer and Hest and all of these things, these are part of what I call the demon spawn of IG Farben of World War II Nazi Germany, manifesting in a modern context of people that, you know, don't think along those lines. What are these companies willing to do? In a broad sense, they're willing to pollute and kill via, you know, indiscriminate spraying of things. In a specific sense, it becomes more horrific to consider that they would target one individual. Again, Trish is not saying that's what happened. I'm not saying that's what happened. We don't know. But there are enough questions that need to be asked. I don't know if the mainstream media is following up on this. Is there a suspicion of foul play, or have they immediately dismissed this as an accidental drowning in a woman that is perfectly capable of swimming with wildlife in the ocean?
Right. Well, you know, many of the activists are saying, if you're an activist, do not leave your name when you go to travel at a hotel. Do not make your airline reservations. I mean, it's as carefully as you can. So we understand this. We know what the mystery of the holistic doctors. You know, we're going up against profits and that's a really big line there. And so I think if we're being effective and we're educating people to boycott these products at all costs, I think that it's working. And they're seeing their numbers go down. And I think that it's, it's uncanny the amount of activists and friends that we've lost to very strange circumstances.
Yeah. We're talking with Trish Sheldon, GMO Free Florida. We mentioned the March Against Monsanto happening all over planet Earth on the 19th of May. Go to marchagainstmonsanto.com to learn about events near you. Also, the untimely death of our friend Mila as well, and the relationship this is. Now, as I look at this article about this, the company that supposedly Oxitec,
right,
working with these GMO
mosquitoes.
Now it's, so it's trans, but they like to claim things, right? Just like the GMO rice will save Africa from blindness. Just like, you know, they make these claims. The media doesn't even question, you know, the validity of the claims. And they're saying, we've reduced mosquito populations by 90%. Nobody asks the question of whether that's a good idea, right? The only thing is, vectors for disease, mosquitoes, let's kill them. Of course, they did DDT. We found out what happened. Read Silent Spring, Rachel Carson, everything that evolved from that. Now they go, hey, we can do it without that by genetically engineering. We release these into the gene pool. We have no earthly idea. Nobody apparently reads, who's the guy that wrote Jurassic Park? Michael Crichton. They don't read about this guy anymore. He wrote Unintended Consequences. The arrogance of man seemingly knows no limits. And what about the idea that we in the holistic community, homeopathic, herbal, etc., or even integrative, have abilities to counteract the disease that manifests from the vectors transmitted through mosquitoes, whether it be malaria or dengue, etc.? That's not profitable. We just had an article just this couple of days ago, talked about the key, like, economist, whatever, from Goldman Sachs saying he's very concerned about genetic engineering, not because of the way we're concerned about it, Trish, but because if it succeeds at curing diseases, it's not a profitable business model. So let's rethink that. My argument is that you're not going to succeed except to make people sicker or kill them via the unintended consequences of these technologies, much like the unintended consequences of vaccines, unless some would argue Bill Gates is intending those consequences to be real. But the question about that is, hey, who's asking the question about these childhood diseases? Is it a good idea to eliminate them? Or would it be better to allow them to happen and moderate their intensity and then be stronger on the other side? Trish, any last thoughts on this today?
Well, absolutely. You cannot put foreign genes and DNA together, E. coli, herpes simplex virus, synthetic DNA from coral or cabbage looper moth, and use that in these mosquitoes that bite humans and tell it how to express itself. These are known allergens, and we do not know what the consequences are by these mosquitoes.
That is correct. So correct. Again, unintended consequences are intended. You might think it's intentional, evil, nefarious plot. That could be argued. But regardless, it almost doesn't matter because the end result is the same. Trish, love you. Appreciate you so much. Hope to be able to see you soon. And I thank you so much for being on talking about a very deep emotional subject.
Can I say one more thing, Robert?
Okay, stand by. Stand by. We're going to get one more thing with Trish on the other side of this break. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why MudPie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, what a show today. A lot. Man, we fit in a lot in one show. My gosh, you did COPD, we did congestive heart failure, and silver stuff, and you know, I'm so grateful for Trish for being on board. Thank you for staying a little extra with us, because, yeah, there was another very important aspect to this story about the loss of Mila and the whole petition to the EPA. She went up with, what, 200,000? Or what was the number she went up with as far as signatures to D.C.?
Yeah, as far as I know, it was about 200,000 signatures she went up with. And since her passing, it's now almost 226,000. So 26,000 signatures since her passing. And so we're calling for everyone. Even if you don't believe in petitions, we hope you'll sign this petition, 1 million strong, for Mila. And I know that Robert Scott Bell, they'll have the petition hosted there. But we're gonna our alliance, our coalition, all of our friends in Key West, we're not gonna give up. We're gonna continue to fight this fight. And Mila's looking over us, and we're going for, I know she wanted 500,000 signatures, but we're going 1 million for Mila.
I like it. And Super Don will have that in the notes, and we'll blast it out through social media as well. And Trish, I know after the whole event, I just hopefully people will find your wonderful band Blue Sky Drive as well, because you make beautiful music.
Thank you very much. Thank you for getting the word out about Mila. Thank you, everyone, for signing and standing up for what you believe in.
And Super Don, let's build on the good news in terms of the moving forward here, because the next generations, sometimes we got to look to the kids, and they do something that makes your heart melt and happy that, hey, maybe there's hope for the future.
That's true. We like to, you know, because we spend a lot of time talking about how all this is bad and that's bad and all this sucks and you're right, you know, and blasting, you know, like the, you know, some of the crazy stuff that's going on with these younger kids in the newer generation. But I came across a story here this morning, and I'm sorry, I was adding that petition to the show notes, so I'm getting
back
into
the... You are so on top of it, and I called you back in because this is your story to make everybody
happy.
That's
okay.
Again.
That's all right. But what happened, basically, was there was this 4-year-old boy was sitting down with his dad,
mm-hmm.
and they were watching a movie on Animal, or a show on Animal Planet about pandas, right? Mm-hmm. And the little boy asks his dad why the mother panda on this show had abandoned her cubs. And the dad says, well, I guess it's going to be homeless for a while. And so then this four-year-old kid, he didn't know what that meant. What was homeless, right? So his dad went on to explain to him and had a conversation with him about homeless people. And before you knew it, the son was asking if he could go see the homeless people in the area for himself, because he was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so the father decided to go and do this. And the little boy, his name is Austin, after seeing what was going on and meeting some of these homeless people in his area there, he made a decision. He wanted to use his allowance money to buy them food and drinks. And so the dad took Austin to the store, and they bought some stuff with his modest allowance that he had, and took him to out to the homeless people, handing out food and you know, helping them out. And he took a video of it and put it up on Facebook, and apparently, I guess this thing went viral. And so Austin, I guess he was inspired. I mean, for a four-year-old, you know, you don't hear about stuff like this with four-year-olds, right? But he was inspired by this, and apparently, according to Austin, he wants to become president of the United States someday, and wants to do things to help out with the homeless situation.
Well,
now, I just thought that was really cool for a four-year-old, right?
Yeah, Austin, if you and your dad are listening to the show, go out to the March Against Monsanto. And let's get you involved in that as well. Trish, this is great. I love to see these kids and bring the families to these events.
That's wonderful. What a great story. I want to share.
Did we lose Trish right there at the end there? All right.
Oh, no, well, I'm here.
She's there.
I want to share that.
She was saying she wants to share the story.
Oh, okay, yeah, blast it out, please. Again, these happy stories, uplifting stories, we certainly need more of them in the midst of all of that. So, Trish, once again, thanks for coming with your golden heart and sharing, you know, the story and also the good news and follow-up that we're going to build on this, and we're not stopping. And everybody participate in the March Against Monsanto, May 19th, wherever you are, go to marchagainstmonsanto.com. Other links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So, thanks to all y'all watching on YouTube, listening on radio. Archives will be up momentarily. We'll be back tomorrow to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.